Paul speaks plainly. Paul said, "Brethren, those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him nor understand the utterances of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled these prophecies by condemning him." Paul did not hesitate to speak the truth concerning the Jewish leaders. Though they could charge him with nothing deserving death, the apostle declared, yet they asked Pilate to have him killed. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree, and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people. "And we bring you the good news," the apostle continued. "God raised him from the dead. And now Paul preached repentance and remission of sin through the merits of Jesus their Savior. By him everyone that believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses." The apostle's appeal to Old Testament prophecies and his declaration that these had been fulfilled in Jesus of Nazareth carried conviction. And the speaker's assurance that the glad tidings were for Jew and Gentile alike brought hope and joy. As they went out, the people begged that these things might be told them the next Sabbath. Many Jews and devout converts to Judaism accepted the good news that day. Paul and Barnabas urged them to continue in the grace of God. The interest aroused by Paul's discourse brought together the next Sabbath almost the whole city, to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with jealousy, and contradicted what was spoken by Paul, and reviled him. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken first to you. Since you thrust it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles." When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of God, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Thus the word of the Lord spread throughout all the region. Centuries before, the pen of inspiration had traced this ingathering of the Gentiles. See, the Savior himself foretold the spread of the gospel among them. See. And after his resurrection he commissioned his disciples to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. RSV.